It's Friday with Richard, and with me is Padre Steve Franklin of 27 Regiment RLC. How are you today? Are you well?
I'm doing great, thanks, Richard. Mind you, it's with the summer, it's coming on for wedding season. So all through August we've got, and it's going to be lovely, I guarantee it, but with all the weddings are coming up, so it's going to be a busy time.
Yeah, busy time for you, and I can't believe it is 28th of July now. We're almost the end of July, school holidays start. The year is just whizzing on too quick, I don't know about you.
Oh, it is. It's just rushing past. And I wonder if I can tell you about a couple of things that are going on at the moment that, to be honest, I get quite excited about. We've got an exhibition on in the church, in the Royal Garrison Church, you know, the one next to the Statue of Wellington. And the idea is that what we're looking at is soldiers' spirituality. And by spirituality, I mean the kind of inward life of emotions and feelings and the things that are important to us. And what I want to do is look at what is it that makes a soldier special? In other words, what are the events or situations in his life that make him who he is? So obviously things like a preparedness to face danger means that a normal part of a soldier's life is to show a certain amount of courage. The soldier works as part of a team, and a team that really depends on one another. What impact does that have on him? Well, he learns loyalty to the team, and he learns to trust others. So you can see what I mean, can't you? The things that go on in a soldier's life affect who he is and what he's like. And I suppose there's things like religion and honesty, but that applies to everybody. No, I'm looking at what is specific to the soldier. So the exhibition is on from 9 till 3 at the Royal Garrison Church, pretty much all through the summer. Now, the other thing, while I've got the microphone, sorry about this. The other thing that I'm excited about is we've got a special event coming up next Saturday. So that's the 5th of August. And at 6 o'clock in the evening, we're going to get together at the military cemetery and we're going to sing some songs. And we've got the Heart Male Voice Choir to sing for us, which will be great. Plus, we've got the Military Wives Choir singing with us. And we're going to, I don't know, say a couple of prayers and a short talk from myself. And then the important part of the afternoon is that we're going to lay flowers on soldiers' graves. We'll have, you know, posies available for people, and the proceeds will go to support a military charity. And of course, this is the centenary of the terrible Battle of Passchendaele. But it just seems to me that we live in a military town, really, and whether you are a soldier or whether you are a civilian makes not a scrap of difference. We're all part of the same community, and I think it's important that we respect those who have gone before us.